Soto Ramirez, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. The theme of this conference, of course, is universal action now. And I have read where that theme is truly meaningful to you, particularly that last word. How so?
I really like the theme, but it was extremely difficult to choose that theme, because when you look at all the different conferences, we have some things that still had to do it. I mean, it's still time to deliver, it's still time to bridge the gap, it's still time to many other things.
The themes from the previous conferences.
From the previous conference. So what I think is that universal action, what it means is we have to act now, we have to act ya in Spanish, I mean, at this very moment. And we have to act all together, because universal has to be understood as all together we have to act against the HIV epidemic.
Well, do you think that those two ideas, universal action and doing it fast and now, have been lacking?
Yeah, I think so. I think that that if you look at the conferences, at the story of the conference, and you look all the different areas, what you see is, for example, treatment has been like this, a peak, 96, very nice, then go a little bit down, and now we have another peak because mm-hmm. we have four new drugs, four excellent drugs, but still you have some very nice moments, and then you have nothing. And then again, some very nice moments. If you look at the same time time frame, and you look at prevention, it's always this way. So if you look at action and real action in the world, it's going a little bit up, but it still is very small. I mean, if we remember, for example, the WHO program 3x5. So we wanted to have 3 million people treated by 2005, and what happened? Less than 1 million. So we are always short of our commitments, and that's an important point at this moment in the time, because we have the commitment for universal action to treatment, prevention, and care for 2010. We're gonna get short. We're running out of time.
You told a reporter that we can do a global campaign for prevention first and treatment second, but that's something the world is unfortunately looking at the wrong way around. That is a serious mistake.
Yeah,
do they need to run in tandem, or are you saying that prevention in some ways needs to trump treatment?
Yeah, I think so. Prevention has to be on top of treatment in all the world. I mean, it's a need. And Mexico is a very nice example. I mean, we are having now a huge problem with the price of the drugs, because the drug prices are very high here in Mexico for our income. But that's another story. But we have a huge problem. Why? Because we have now so good treatments that people is living longer lives, then you add more cases, and then what you have is that you have new cases, old cases, and put all together, the cost of treatment for those is going to be huge. If we do not go through prevention, we won't cover that. And that's the same for the world. I mean, if we were failing the 3x5 initiative, now of course that we are going to fail the 2010 initiative. What is the problem? The problem is that obviously we need more money for treatment, but we are getting more and more infected patients. I think that what we need is to avoid new cases. We wanted so badly the vaccine. We won't have the vaccine. We have to act in some other directions, not vaccines.
And put what you just said in the context of this conference. What do you expect to come out of Mexico City in terms of new creative directions or commitments related to prevention?
If I start from Mexico, just locally, I think that we already have the result of this. I mean, the meeting that is going to start today and tomorrow with the ministers of health and education from all over Latin America, they are going to propose a sex education, and a standard of sex education all around Latin America without any intervention of the church. That's something that will improve, not now, but at least in the next generation, will improve, of course, prevention. We have to start from that. I mean, I think that it's very similar to corruption. If you want to create a generation with no corruption, you have to start from the beginning. And I think that is going to be very important. So for Mexico and Latin America, I think that this has already happened. All the governments are paying attention to the NGOs. They're paying attention to the screams around, saying you're doing this okay, but you are not doing this. You are not fulfilling this. So they're paying attention. I think that at least Latin America, it's improving already with this conference, with the push of this conference. What happened with the world? that I am still have to see what is going to happen in the next 5 days, because what I think is that we have to push for more prevention also in Asia and in Africa. I mean, I've seen some people that consider that prevention in Africa, it's impossible. I don't think that it's impossible.
Why is it important to Latin America that this conference is held here? First one ever.
First one ever. That's the main reason. It's the first one ever. I mean, the International Aid Society decided, and I'm feeling part of that, because I started at the Governing Council of the International Aid Society in 2000 in South Africa. The International Aid Society said, let's go to developing countries. So then we went to South Africa, to Durban, then we went to Bangkok, Thailand, and then what happened? We were thinking to going back to Asia. And I agree, there's a huge problem, there's a lot of issues, but, you know, I think that AIDS is not a matter of numbers. It's a matter of human beings. So even we in Latin America and the Caribbean have less HIV/AIDS cases than in India itself, just India. We have our own problem. And nobody had look at us.
You felt ever. The international community was really overlooking Latin America.
Of course. And you can see, for example, the Global Fund never pay attention to Mexico. We were considered a rich country that we are not. And they never gave us the opportunity to participate in the Global Fund until this year, that we will participate in the 9th application for the Global Fund. But yes, of course, Mexico and some other countries. And for example, Guatemala. In Guatemala, we saw something that was amazing, you know? Medicine San Fronteras went to Guatemala, started treatment to many people in rural areas, and then just disappeared. Then one day, the government said, okay, now we have, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 cases that we have to treat. Mm-hmm. Where's the money to treat those patients? So, yeah, the world has forgotten Latin America in the AIDS.
Is it overstatement to say this week that changes?
I think that it's already changing.
Okay.
I think that it's already changing.
Then a final question for you. What is your definition of success at the conference?
You know, I think that at least for Mexico, it is already a success. I mean, we had 3 days ago, the President Calderón receiving all the NGOs. And he said something that was amazing. Man. I don't want to hear my advisors. I hear them all the time. I want to hear you.
And this is an audience that you would not have had with the President had the conference not been here.
I'm sure that it won't. Because the president, and he said that this conference allowed him to understand what is the problem of HIV and to be inside of the problem. So I think that's very useful. The meeting with the first ladies, the meeting with the ministers of health and education, I think that for Mexico is already a success. What happened with the rest of Latin America? I mean, I think that it's having also a success. I mean, I always travel all around Latin America giving my resistance workshop that I'm a specialist on resistance, and I've seen a lot of changes. For example, I was 3 weeks ago in Ecuador. I was pushing the Minister of Health to get resistant testing. They will get resistant testing. They have drugs, but they don't have resistant testing. They will get resistant testing. Maybe we will perform some of the first resistant testing in Mexico and then send the results, but they will get at least the opportunity to that. So I think that the conference is pushing for more action.
It's very interesting how you frame the answer to that question, because when I ask other people at these conferences, the answer is usually a very 10,000-foot level, but you're answering it in a way it's happening on the ground.
On the ground. That's what we have to do. And I hope so, at least for the Mexico City population, it will have also a very nice opportunity to get more information. We're pushing a lot for people coming to the Global Village. I mean, I hope so that these people will come. These people will be tomorrow at the March Against Stigma and Discrimination and Homophobia, because we are still a lot really homophobic in this country, and we have to change this in order to really prevent HIV. I mean, I think that the best statement for this conference will be: human rights preservation is the best maneuver for prevention.
Okay, final word. Thank you so much, Dr. Luis Soto Ramirez.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay.